Alrighty, folks. B'si'ata d'ishmaya. When we're learning in the Biyam Dakecha, Perek Dalet of connecting to Tzadikim, Emunat Chachamim, important topic. And today, essentially, we're going to be finishing this topic in the Biyam Dakecha. Hopefully, we'll be continuing it with teachings from other places because it's an important thing that we can never stop learning. The importance and the need of understanding the relationships that we have to those that can influence us and bring us closer to Dveikut and Hashem. And today, B'zat Hashem, we're going to learn actual practical advice of how to receive from a tzaddik. Practically, what are the ways? We've defined in all the previous classes, what is tzaddikim? Why do we have to connect to them? What's the goal of connecting to them? Today, we're going to learn practically, how do you receive from a tzaddik?
This is how you get that.
Exactly. Why? Because also, it says more than learning from a Rebbe, you get more, you're serving him, right? You serve a Rebbe, you get way more than if you learn from him. You do things from him, you support him, you whatever it is, right? Make tea, clean, all these different things that you can do, drive around, whatever it is that you can do for a tzaddik, you'll learn more from him that way than if you were to open his mouth up and teach you Torah. So B'zat Hashem, let's try to understand what some of the ways that we can behave in order to receive the light of the Shekhinah from the tzaddik. First thing, emunah. First things first, like everything else, emunah. Emunah. Kabbalat or ha-shechina me-tzaddik tluya reshit kol be-emunah she-ma'amin ha-talmid ba-tzaddik. You want to receive the light of the Shekhinah from this person, and you're his student. First things first, believe that he's a tzaddik. First things first, believe that he's able to actually give you that light. If you don't have that, what are we even talking about? You're trying to receive from a person you don't believe he has anything to give you? What's the point? Ki kama she-ma'amin, the more you believe, she-shechina chen shruya alav, the more you believe that the Shekhinah really is resting on him, u-mistakel bo, and you're looking at him, mitoch kavana li-shov alav mi-kidushato, and you look at him with the intention of sucking from him the kedusha that he has on him, ve-lezakech et atzmo al yedei or ha-shechina, to purify yourself by way of the light of the Shekhinah, kach mekabel yoter. The more you believe in it, the more you're going to receive. And don't forget, the Shekhinah is not like some limited thing that it's going to run out. It's infinite godliness. You can get as much as you want. It's just how much of a kli are you making. So too, it's the same thing with the books. A person that goes inside the book of a tzaddik and believes that this book is filled with razin, ilayin, the craziest, deepest secrets, and not as it appears that it's just like some textbook with a whole bunch of information in it. No, no, there's sanctity, there's holiness inherently in the words that are being said. The words inside the books are above any reason, above any logic that you could explain. Then you can reach the inner point of inside the teachings. You have to have a lot of emunah to believe in that. That now, that when you're hearing or you're reading the words of a tzaddik, ubidyuk atikun shesholchim lo ata min hashamayim. This is exactly the tikun you need right now for your soul that they're sending to you from the heavens. You have to believe that. This book is not another piece of information that I'm getting. It is exactly what Hashem wants me to hear right now. And that I need it in order to fix my neshama. My neshama. Ki chol adam b'chol matzav. Any person, no matter what situation they find themselves in, יכול לקבל מדברי הצדיק ומספרי הצדיק את עצת האמת המיוחדת עליו. No matter where you find yourself, if you believe in the tzaddikim and you believe in their words, you can get the piece of advice and the strategy to save your soul from any book you open up. Any book, any page, right? This is the old thing that we have in our nation for thousands of years. Psok li psukcha. Open a book, they call it sometimes Goral Agra, the lot of the Vilna Gaon. You take a holy book, preferably a book that was written in Ruach HaKodesh, the Tanakh, Gemara, Mishnah, or any of the books of the students of the Baal Shem Tov and his students and the other tzaddikim, the Mekubalim. Open up a book, top right of the page, is exactly what you need to hear. Exactly what you need to hear. Hold on one second, just need to clean some mess off the screen here.
To make some screens.
Yeah. Guys, anything that comes out of the Berg family or the Kabbalah Center should not be read. It should be thrown away and burnt. It's a mitzvah to burn anything that comes from the Kabbalah Center.
Amen. Ken Yehuda,
first things first is emunah. We have no emunah that there's any light in the Kabbalah Center's teachings or in their books.
Yeah, there's
none. This is the same thing that what the rabbi said. If the rabbi that you're learning from is similar to an angel, ask for Torah from his mouth. Ask him to teach you Torah. כי אפשר לקבל באמת, אלא אם כן מבין ומאמין שהצדיק ביחס אליו הוא כמלאך. What does that mean? The rabbis teach us. If your rabbi is like an angel, ask for Torah from his mouth. You have to see your rabbi like an angel. If he's not, if that's not the, I'm a human and he's an angel, so then what's the receiving here? Why? What does he have to give me if he's not miles ahead of me?
How are you getting that?
ראינו שאין שייך כלל לאותם נפילות ותאוות שיש לי סתם בני אדם. What does it mean that he's like an angel? Why an angel? Why is that what they said you have to see a rabbi like the tzaddik like an angel? Because angels don't do the same sins we do. It doesn't even talk to them. It's not in their realm. They don't think about it. So too, we all have our things that we're dealing with. The person that we learn from has to be on levels much higher than that. That he doesn't deal with the things we deal with, right? Again, we've said it before. There's objective tzaddikim that outright the whole entire world holds them as a tzaddik. And then there's beyachas, right? That in relation to where I am, this person's a tzaddik. How do you gauge that? He doesn't get it angry like I do. He doesn't have the same thoughts that I do. He doesn't deal with the same sins that I do. You see a person like that and you're able, no, that's an objective tzaddik.
That's an objective tzaddik.
He's an objective
Everyone
tzaddik.
Everyone sees
right?
him and they know he's a tzaddik. Correct. He's a malach. He's never
but we all have, right? Like on our own personal level, we had a rabbi that helped us on the path. We have people that we learned from. Right? Those people in relation, they're tzaddikim to us. How could you go learn? You don't. That's why it's so important to make a distinguish between friends and rabbanim, right? The conversation you have with a friend, you treat him as a friend, you see him as a friend, it's a different conversation. If you'll never be able to have the same amount of Yirat Shamayim you have it for a Rebbe or a Tzaddik that you have with your friends. It's not the same relationship, right? So the person that you're looking up to and receiving that from has to be like an angel, meaning he has to be in a different league than me. It's not the same. He doesn't... No, now I'm going back, right? Yeah. He is, but I'm saying... And that most people in the world, they don't have a Rav Benayel, they don't have a Rav Yitzchak, they don't have a Rav Shmuel, they don't have a Rav Kluger. They have their local Chabad rabbi, their local Orthodox rabbi, they have whatever they have, Young Israel, right? But even that person, if that Rebbe has Yirat Shamayim, he's most likely, if he's the Rav of a Keilah, miles ahead of everybody else in that community. That's how you have to see it. That's how you have to treat it. If he's not, then move and get a better Rebbe. But if he is, and he's actually a Talmid Chacham, then you need to see him as he's miles ahead of you. And then only that's the way you could receive him. And the intention here is not that you have to believe that he's mamash a tzaddik, or to believe that your rabbi is actually an angel. He's not human. Ki im eno malach, az lo. If he's really not an angel, then he's not. It's okay. Ela kavana ish achre shuskam etzlo shu tzaddik emet, אזי בכל מה שהוא רואה, יבין שמעשיו גבוהים מאוד מאוד. What does this mean? The second you accept that your Rebbe is a tzaddik, that this person is a tzaddik, the second you accept it, then you have to understand, he's a human being. You're going to see him doing a whole bunch of things that on face value might be questionable, right? You see him raise his voice at someone. You see all these things. He kicks someone out of shul. All these different things. It's like, wow, that's not the behavior of a tzaddik. No, don't ever think like that. If you accept that he's a tzaddik, you have no longer any permission to judge him. Because you don't understand his actions. If the difference between you is human and angel, so you understand angels, you understand when angels have to apply gvura, when they have to apply more chesed, when they have to let things slide, when they have to stand on it and fight for it, you understand how they relate to this world, you don't understand it. So you can't compare yourself to them, and you can't say anything about what they do. It's known, you see this. Being here, you get to see this all the time. Things come up that you're like, whoa, if a regular person did that, that would be super questionable. But it's not a regular person. And then 3 days later, a week later, you understand why it happened. And you see, that wasn't normal. Oh, that wasn't normal. It looked crazy. It didn't look like that was okay at all. It looked really unbecoming, actually. But now I chab. Now I get it. That was, that couldn't be more precise of what happened to, what needed to happen at the moment.
It's like big tzaddikim will give smacks. You wouldn't just let anybody walk up to you and smack you.
Correct. Correct. What kind of thing is that? Rav Avadia took a politician, smacked him 39 times across the face. Why? Is that proper behavior of a person? No, yeah, but when you count 39 and you understand that that's Malkut and then Kapara and he's getting rid of his karet, now all of a sudden it makes a lot of sense that that person deserved all those slaps and needed them, and it was a chesed that he got those slaps. Average person on the street, you see, you look, you say, what? The rabbi slapping that guy? Yeah. Right away, guys, I'm not talking like, you know, like he didn't punch him. He didn't. Slaps, right? Of love. But still, for a grown man to get slapped up like that, especially when you're a politician, is not normal. So a person could have questions on a Rabbi Avadia, chas v'shalom. Understand the Rabbi Avadia and you are not even bichlal on the same level. You cannot judge their actions. Externally, they're human beings just like the rest of us. Internally, there's different calculations that are way beyond anything. So the lesson that we walk away with is, if you've accepted him to be a tzaddik, don't judge him. Because you don't get it. You don't understand it. Right? You don't get it. Don't think that you're on the same level. And don't think that he's just a little bit more than you. No. Malach ben Adam. Angel, human. There's a giant difference. Not the same at all. And that will help you. That will help you to stay a little bit more, you know, because again, they're human beings. You're going to see a lot of things when you connect with tzaddikim, especially if they're fiery. And sometimes on the other way too. See certain tzaddikim, they're very chill about their tefillah, and they show up late, and everything's like relaxed, and everything seems like it's not so serious, like they're just, you know, drinking coffee while they're davening. You have no idea what that coffee is. You don't understand what the bitterness and the brownness of it represents, the white of the chesed of the milk represents. You have no idea what's going on in that cup.
You also had no idea they were up all night chatzot studying,
exactly.
Why they were late studying, what type of yichudim they were doing.
Exactly, and one word of this.
Chatzot, you have no chiyuv that you can't drink, because you already did a tefillah after your birkot hashachar.
There's so much. Essentially, what we're walking away with is, don't judge them. How do you know if a person's a tzaddik? You have to go back and watch the previous classes. They're all on my YouTube. You can just search my name with the words connecting to tzaddikim. You have a bunch of classes there. Bezat Hashem.
And I continue think there's a playlist.
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
Correct. V'itametz v'itchazek be'emuna. We all have to strengthen our emuna.
Amen.
For sure, the tzaddikim have aliyot and yiridot. They have tests. They have tribulations. They have all the things that they go through. But again, we can't compare. We cannot compare, right? We have to grow our emunah that there is in our world a point of truth. Nekudat emet lamita, asher nimtzet etzel tzaddikei emet. It's found by truth, by the true tzaddikim. Veshetzaddikei emet hem mahut acheret legamre. We have to believe that the tzaddikim, true tzaddikim, they have a different essence inside of them. They've broken out of the, like we learned in Torah 21, they left Geder Enosh and went into Geder Malach. They left the human realm and they've gone into the angelic realm.
We even got there.
We did. Just gotta pay attention to the Hebrew. You're waiting for the English translation. It says it there. The second that you don't have any more decision, because you've understood it so well and you're mafnim the makif, then you lose your action, you lose your choice of free will, and then you become like an angel. Like we talked to, we said it.
What?
You remember this now? It's coming back a little bit. Va'afal pi shenira b'ene basar sheyesh letzadik oto guf oto mevarim. With your physical eyes, it seems like, yeah, this person is a human being just like me. We have the same body parts and everything. There's no difference. Ach emet hi ki mahut ha-tzadikim shonehi legamre. The essence of the tzadikim is completely different from the rest of the human beings in the world. V'chol ha-sogotehem hem gvoim v'ramim. Everything they understand is much higher. V'shamayim im'al. It's all in the heavens up above. And you have to believe. Mamash, you have to believe in the level of a tzadik. Bifrat b'madagat ha-bitul shelo. What's the main thing you have to understand? Is that if he's truly a tzadik, he's nullified to Hashem. He's nullified to Hashem. And that's what gets more lights of the Shekhinah, like we learned before. The more a person nullifies himself to Hashem, the more Hashem will fill him up with light. So the only reason we go to the tzaddik is to get the light of Hashem. So if you don't believe that he's nullified to Hashem, there's no point of even talking to him. So you have to believe him as a whole, but on his bitul specifically, you have to believe him. V'yodea sh'atzadik be'emet batel u'mevutal. You have to know that the tzadik is completely nullified to Hashem. V'afilu ha'ani sh'nikar lefamim b'toch divrei tzadik u'be'emet ayin gamur. Even when the tzaddik says I, and he talks about himself, like we had Rabbi Nachman, who did it more than nearly anybody, right? Even then,
there's no greater tzaddik.
There's no more ayin than that. When the tzaddik says I, he really means I'm not. Meaning, anytime a tzaddik says I, it's the eye of Hashem. It's not his own eye. The Zidich of a Rebbe, right? We pray in Zidich of here. The Zidich of a Rebbe, when they came to there was an open position for a rabbi, and they needed to fill the position. The Zidish of a Rebbe walked in and talked about himself for 2 hours, about all of his greatness and the levels that he's reached and all the things that he knows how to do. 2 hours he spoke about himself. And there was another rabbi sitting there, a tzaddik that was sitting there, I can't remember his name. He was sitting there and he said, I've never in my life seen such humility. Blown away from the humility he just witnessed, of a man standing on top of a stage in front of a whole entire community, praising himself for 2 hours. The other tzaddik in the room said, I never seen humility like that in my life. Anything wrong with the story? No, there's not. Because he's a tzaddik, and when he talks about himself, there's nothing wrong with that. Because we're not like him. He's not in our league. If we were to talk about ourselves for 2 hours, they should throw bananas and tomatoes and stones to get us off the stage. But when he does it, it was Hashem, it was the Shechinah medaberet mitoch gorno. We have to understand these things, we have to believe it. Only this way can you accept and receive the words that are coming from them. When you understand that this person is completely nullified to Hashem, then you want to receive from him. He's nullified in front of Hashem, the creator of all worlds, and his whole entire reality is ayin hagamur, complete nullification. That's specifically why that person can talk about himself. He can speak about the ani, the merkava, the vehicle that he is to reveal the ani of Hashem, the eye of Hashem. We have to remember that believing in tzaddikim is one of the fundamental elements of belief in the Torah. The Rambam says, right? 13 principles of belief in the Torah, and if you don't have one of them, you're a heretic against the whole thing, and you have no portion in the world to come. Scariest thing. No portion in the world to come. Like it says, V'yaminu ba'adonai uv'moshe avdo. After the splitting of the sea, where we all got saved, the verse comes out right and says, now Am Yisrael believed in Hashem and in Moshe his servant. They goes together. The Midrash says in Mechilta and Parashat B'Shalach, on that part of the splitting of the sea, in that verse, whoever believes in the shepherds of Israel, meaning the leaders, the tzaddikim of the generations, it's as if he believes, it's the same thing as believing in the creator of the world. Because it goes hand in hand. We're not Christians. Chas v'shalom. We don't believe a dead Jew became God. That's not the point. We believe in our tzaddikim and our leaders because they're nullified to God and Hashem's light dwells on them. Not that they become God. That Hashem reveals himself by way of them and Hashem stays Hashem and they stay the tzaddik. It's two different things. And we don't pray to him and we don't make more of him than he is. He's a human being that's completely nullified to Hashem. That's what makes him special. The light of Hashem that's running through him, that's what we want. Right? So we have to believe in our tzaddikim. And when you do that, then you get that direct connection into Hashem. And if you believe in Hashem, you believe in the tzaddikim, because they're the ones that have the most light of Hashem on them. V'hu ikar gadol v'shoresh l'emunah. This is a huge principle. It's a root of emunah. Shu mista'ef b'emunat ha'ashgacha sh'Hashem yitbarach machriach ha'teva tachat kapot ragli ha'tzadikim. What's connected to the belief of the tzaddikim? That Hashem yitbarach forces all of the laws of nature to be underneath the feet of the tzaddikim.
The night.
Meaning that the tzaddik determines what's going to be in the world and how the world stays in existence.
Perik. Elyon, Emza, and Tachton, making everything below.
He's over nature?
100%. Yes, he's the ruler of nature.
What's with the physical reality, no?
Because Jews are above nature. But the
correct, but Jews are above nature when we tap into Torah and Mitzvot. If we don't tap into Torah and Mitzvot, we're underneath nature just like every other human being in this world.
Okay.
Israel me'al mazal, when we act like Avraham Avinu, who was above the mazal. But if we don't act like Avraham Avinu, the average person walking around, even if a Jew, even if they're a religious Jew, they have a lot of Ashgacha Pratit, but really, mazal has a huge effect on our lives. When you were born, what time, what month, what period of the year, all these things have a huge effect on you. You can ascend above them. You're not limited by it. If there's things like David the Melech, Rav Yitzchak was just talking about this. David was born in Shabtai. Shabtai, Saturn, the month of Saturn, right? And that energy ruled over him. And people that have that energy, they have a hard time of keeping their thoughts connected to their holy desires connected. David HaMelech, but the Baal Shem Tov teaches, Chishavti Raglai. Little tangent into the Tzaddik, the Baal Shem Tov here. Let's see where you can find it. Chishavti Raglai. Here, what does it say? That David HaMelech says, David HaMelech was born in Mazal of Shabtai, right? And his thoughts, right? He wasn't able to have proper thoughts, David HaMelech. It was one of his things that according to how he was born, the Mazal that he was born in, the Zodiac that he was born in, it's hard for him to have pure thoughts that stay connected. Because his claim is from Shabtai, which is connected to Mazal Shabtai receives from Bina, and then that's why it's connected to the thoughts. And therefore, David HaMelech would say, "Chishavti derachai." Chishavti derachai v'ashiva raglai. David HaMelech, he had a hard time. Let's say one of the examples the Baal Shem Tov brings in a different place. David HaMelech would wake up every night, right in the middle of the night. How do you wake up? There was a wind that came and blew inside of his harp. The harp was like an alarm clock, and he woke up, right? Why did he do that? According to the Baal Shem Tov, what was David HaMelech's process? He really wanted to serve Hashem, right? But for David HaMelech to say, I'm going to wake up at 12 o'clock in the night to serve Hashem, because of where he was rooted in Mazal, again, we're talking about David HaMelech here, right? Because of where he was rooted in Mazal and Shabtai and Saturn, whatever that means, that he receives from Bina, which means it's all connected to the thoughts, he had a hard time saying, I'm going to wake up at 12:30 and learn Torah. That wouldn't go well for him. His mazal would attack him, and he wouldn't be able to wake up at 12:30 to learn Torah. So what would he do, according to the Baal Shem Tov? Chishavti derachai, I thought about my paths, meaning I think about my own spirit, my own physical benefit. I'm going to wake up at 12 o'clock because it's healthier. I want to play music. I want to do whatever, you know, all these this world things. And then the pasuk continues, v'ashiva raglai, and I'll return my feet, my hergel, my habits, el edvotecha, to avodat Hashem. First things first, I say, not to, so the Yetzer Hara doesn't come against me, I say, you know, this thing's healthy for me, there's physical benefits, there's physical benefits to it, there's all these this world reasons why I would do something. Chishavti derachai v'ashiva raglai, but then I take my feet back, I mean, I take my habits back, to doing the service of Hashem. First things first, you say it as if you're doing it for physical benefits, but really that's just to get the attack off of you, and then you're able to go into doing the right thing. So that's how the Baal Shem Tov explains it.
That's how the tzaddik's nai makes our chabad.
There we have more. A klal, what's the general rule? Kedei lekabel me'atzadik, tzrich la'amin bo. You want to receive from a tzadik, you have to believe in him. That's it. Like we see in the Navi. Vayomer Elisha el melech Yisrael. Elisha, a student of Eliyahu Navi, said to the king of Israel, Ma li v'lecha? Lech el navi'ei avicha? What do you have to do with me? Go to the prophets of your father. You don't believe in me. Go talk to the prophets of your own family, where you came from. You believe in them. Go talk to them. הנה תפילת הנביא לא תועיל רק למאמינים בהשם ובנביאיו If you don't believe in Hashem and the prophets, their tefillah, their blessings can't help you. That's how you get a connection between the Navi and the person that he's praying for. Like the Baba Sali. Someone traveled, a couple traveled all the way to the Baba Sali to get a bracha. The Baba Sali gave them a bottle of water and said, you have bracha. He said, what, are we came here all the way for a bottle of water? They walked back out of the Baba Sali's house, went to the bus stop. And the woman was saying this kind of words, like, what, do we traveled all these hours to get a bottle of water? Our problem is a serious problem. He gave us a bottle of water. Baba Sali heard this from within his house with Ruach HaKodesh, sent Al-Fasi out of the house to go to the bus stop and take back the bottle of water. They're like, no. He says, no, you don't have a munah. It's not going to help. The bottle of water already has bracha in it. We can give it to someone else. Give it back. Pachad Khadim to get the Baba Sali to go off on you like that. From inside of his house, he hears your conversation with your wife at the bus stop. Right? We have to understand we're dealing with different levels here. And therefore, we have to believe in it. And if you don't believe in it, what's it going to help going to a tzaddik? And also, what does it help to go to 5-10 tzaddikim? Believe that one has the power. Another example of this, it's an important story. One time a person came to Rabbi Ovadia for a bracha. They didn't have children for many, many years. And Rabbi Ovadia gave them a big bracha, and he said, don't worry, you're going to have a child. And after that, he heard them speaking there that they have a meeting and they're going to go to Rav Kaduri. Rav Kaduri, whoever doesn't know, was one of the biggest tzaddikim we had, a Kabbalist out of this world. And Rav Ovadia forbid them. He says, if you go to him, I'm taking back the bracha. You have no bracha. No one. You can't go see Rav Kaduri. Why? Because Rav Ovadia wanted to teach them a lesson. If they go to Rav Kaduri, Rav Kaduri is going to do Kabbalah. He's going to use a Kamea. And they're going to believe in the Kamea. And they're going to have the child. What's the problem though? That they won't believe in the Torah that Rav Ovadia learns. They need to believe that the Torah is also powerful. You don't need heebie-jeebies in Kabbalah. A tzaddik that learns Torah on the level of Rav Ovadia can do nisim v'niflaot. V'chacham adif minavi. A chacham, a tamid chacham, in Chazal says it's better than a prophet. Right? So the Kabbalists, they're in the b'china of prophets. Not to say that Rav Yitzchak was not a chacham. Right? But Rav Ovadia mamash, you have to believe in the power of the Torah. And that's why Rav Ovadia said you guys cannot go to Rav Kaduri. Not because he had a beef with Rav Kaduri. Chas v'shalom. Just to teach this couple, love the Torah, appreciate the Torah, understand the Torah.
And you go to one tzaddik for bracha, you don't go to...
Correct. Rabbi shop.
It's like cheating.
Mamash.
Toiv. Same thing with
the bracha. First thing was emunah. If you don't have emunah, what's it going to help? The second thing is mora. Kedei lekabel me'atzadik tzirich li'ira mimenu. Dainu me'ashchina she'shora alav. If you want to receive from the tzaddik, you have to have awe of the tzaddik. You have to have respect and fear. Not of him. Of the shechina that's dwelling on him. It's one of the most important things that you need in order to receive from a tzaddik. Kva gilu lanu chazal et godel ha'inyan ad shamu et Adonai Elohecha tira lerabot talmidei chachamim. What is it? When the Torah it says the word et, right? The rabbis teach us it's always lerabot, to include something more. Not just the thing that's said in the pasuk. If the word et there, it means something more. So the verse says, Et Hashem Elokecha Tira. You shall fear Hashem your God. But it says, Et Hashem. Who else besides God are you meant to fear? Came Rabbi Akiva and said, Lerabot Talmidei Chachamim. You have to have awe of Talmidei Chachamim as well. Who said that? Only Rabbi Akiva, who hated Talmidei Chachamim. And he understood that by way of the Talmidei Chachamim, he became a Talmidei Chacham who knows Hashem, and then he became one of them, and he understood that there's nothing you can compare. You don't know how to talk about them. He's the one that said it. There was a rabbi that did all the drashot of all the etim in the Torah. I forgot his name. Shimon Amsuni, something like that. In the times of the Gemara, he went and he did all the times that the Torah says et, he wrote it down. What does the word et mean in that case? When he got to this one, he got scared and he nearly threw out the whole entire book. Because he had a hint of what is the et? Also Talmidei Chachamim, but that was for him. It was Pachad Pachadim. How can you write something like that? Fear God and rabbis and the tzaddikim. That's scary. He didn't want to do it. Came Rabbi Akiva and he's the one that said it. He did the whole entire Torah except for one. And he was about to throw the whole entire book out just because of the last one, how much fear he got. Came Rabbi Akiva and says, Tamidei Chachamim is, that's exactly the Kavana. Don't be scared of it. It's not okay. This is included in Yirat Shamayim. And they also said, Mora Rabcha ki Mora Shamayim. Make sure that you look at your Rebbe with awe, like you look at the heavens with awe. Ki akli lekabel et or tzaddik hu amora. One of the tools to receive the light of the tzaddik is the awe that you have to him, the respect and the reverence. V'tzrich la'amod lefanav be'ima v'ira. You have to be in trembling in front of your Rebbe. V'lo b'derech kalut. Not in a way you can make jokes with him and, you know, hug him and, you know, all this stuff. If he does it to you, that's one thing. You have to look at the person with ima, with pachat. Not because of him. He's a human being like you. But he's nullified himself much that he has the Shekhinah on him. It's the presence of Hashem is right there. Like, people don't understand this. When a Torah scroll walks around the room, what does everybody do? Stand up. But when a tzaddik walks inside the room?
Stand up.
I wish it was more... Right? In the Gemara, they already had this thing. In the Gemara it says, stupid are the people that stand up for the Sefer Torah and don't stand up for the Talmid Chacham. The Gemara says this, 2,000 years ago. The people that stand up for a scroll, a dead cow with some ink on it, but don't stand up for a human being that has all of that light inside of him and more. We have to understand this. So Yirat Shamayim is a huge thing. Lirmod et hasfarim shel tzaddikim befachad ve'ra'ada. To learn their books trembling, the words that are coming off the page. Ki ra'akach yicholim lekabel ma'tzaddik. This is the only way. If it means something, it actually has the ability to change my life. Where do we see this also in the Baal Shem Tov? Toldot Yaakov Yosef. Whenever he says, Shamati mi mori, we have a klal. There's about 100-something times he says that. He gives a teaching of the Baal Shem Tov. He says, Shamati mi mori. There's a klal from the students of the Baal Shem Tov. If he said, Shamati mi mori, it's a Torah that can resurrect the dead. So now when you approach a Baal Shem Tov teaching and you know the source is Toldot Yaakov Yosef and you see that it says, Shamati mi mori, before you even connect to the next word, wow, I'm about to learn a Torah from the Baal Shem Tov that the tzaddikim in the past 300 years said has the ability to resurrect the dead. Meaning, I'm in such a bad place that this could wake me up. This could start everything over. Before you read the next few lines, just give yourself a second to understand. Those two words are key. They're keywords. They're code words. Shemati mimori, you're about to step into an eichal of tchiat ametim. A little bit of pachad, a little bit of awe, a little bit of reverence that I believe what's being written here. If you do that, you might get tchiat ametim by reading that Torah. If you don't believe that, then you read another three paragraphs from the Baal Shem Tov and you move on with your life.
The whole point of fast, Kabbalistically, is to get a tchiat ametim.
To renew the blood, refresh the blood.
Ravichamar talks about
2 hours of straight learning is harder than a fast, Ravichamar says. So if you do it like that, 2 hours with the pachad, with the awe, tchiat ametim. Therefore, when you come to visit a tzaddik, as long as you have awe from him, you're able to receive from him. When you become too close, what's called heimish, right? The home, as they say in Yiddish, he's your friend now, you can make jokes now, you know, pats on the back, and the things we see here. As soon as it becomes heimish with the tzaddik, and there's no yira, you can't receive anything from him. This is the sort of the nesira. In the beginning, you're ach bach, right? You're back to back. And then all of a sudden, the tzaddik builds you up to the point where you can turn around and look at him in the face. And then you think you don't need him. Then you think that he's your friend. You have to still see yourself as ach bach.
Otherwise, you can't do that no more point.
Right? You can't do this. We have to leave it in that place. And that's why you have to remember your Rebbe is not your friend. Even if you have a good, close relationship with him, you are not friends. You have to treat it that way. When you walk next to him, you walk a step behind him. You don't walk in front of him, you don't walk next to him. These small little things are there for a purpose. To keep that distance. To keep that level of distance, because that's what allows you to receive. Because when you lose the ira, it's only because you lack the itboninut, the contemplation, and you don't really truly understand the level of the tzaddik that's in front of you and how low and down you are compared to him. How much of a level, how many levels of separation there are between you. The second you lose that contemplation, you can't receive anymore. He's no longer a mashpia and you're no longer a mekabel. You guys are equal. The whole relationship gets ruined. So the next thing is bitul. We had emunah, morah, and now bitul. עיקר אמונת החכמים היא לשמוע בכל צדיקי האמת ותחליט בלי לבדוק אם הוא משיג זאת בשכלו או לא. The main aspect of listening to tzaddikim and connecting tzaddikim is to receive their words and their advice without understanding. You have to believe it, receive it, even if it doesn't make sense in your head. Ki tzarich litbatel lifnei hatzaddik. You have to have not bitul to him. V'lagish she'en li dat klal, to feel that I don't have dat at all. I don't know what to do. I don't have the ability to connect the dots next to him in comparison to him. Ki hatzaddik hu b'mala acheret lagamre. The tzaddik's on a whole other level. V'tzaddikim mitadmim leboram. V'alav itbarach ne'emar ki lo machshavotai machshavoteichem. The tzaddikim are emulating Hashem all the time. And it says about Hashem, not my thoughts are not your thoughts. We don't think the same way. Same thing with the tzaddik. Same thing with the tzaddik. They told you do this, don't do that. That's what it is. That's exactly what you need to hear, even if you don't understand it. Next thing, lachshiv. Tzrich lachshiv et divrei tzaddik. To give importance, to give weight, importance to the things that they say. ואת השפעתו, and the shefet that they give over. ואם אין הציבור רוצים לקבל את דבריו, וחולקים וטוענים שהם דברים גבוהים יותר מדי להשגתם, ואינם רוצים לקבל את הנהגתו, אזי אין מלך בלועם, והצדיק מאבד את הבחינה של איש אלוהים. If the congregants, if the students don't want to receive, they're not interested in hearing his Torah, they don't think that they're important, or they think that they're too lofty, they're too above him, They're not able. So then, there's no king without a nation. There has to be a connection between the two, and the tzaddik will lose all of his powers if there's no one to give over to. Like we see with Elisha, he was called Isha Elohim. When was that? When the prophets were close to him. When the Bnei Nevi'im, when the schools of prophets were next to him. When they were not next to him, he wasn't called Isha Elohim. It's called Elisha.
The Torah Chacham says the gar is gar in relation to the vak, but the vak in relation to the gar is gar, and then the vak atzmo is vak. That really means that from each side, it ends up needing the other more.
Met en melech belo amen nam belo melech. Kmo achen tzrich lachshiv et asaga. So too, we have to give importance to the levels that he's received. Lachshiv et ha'or shemekablim me'atzadik. You have to give importance to the light that you receive from the tzadik. Vekechol shemachshavim yoter u'mitrabe. The more importance you give it, the more you cherish it, the more you appreciate it, it increases. This goes back to the first step, which is emunah. In order to really think that this thing is important and it's changing my life, you have to believe that it's true. Specifically, if you merit, and they open you up a little bit, that you were able to feel, that's where the test comes. They gave you a feeling, you went to the tzaddik, you feel better. That's where the test comes in now. You got, now that you have an opening of spirituality, are you going to run away from the doubts? Are you going to run away from the Yetzara? You came to the Tzaddik, you got clarity. Are you going to move and act on it now? Or in like, oh, that was a cool experience, but I'm still stuck in my ways. I still can't get out of my funk. I still can't pick myself up. What do you mean? The Tzaddik told you have no problems. You have no blockages. He told you you're fresh. He told you you're okay. Why are you going back to the same habits? So it's hard, right? This is hard for all of us. But we have to understand. If you go to a tzaddik, we were just talking about this here before we got learning. This guy that's a healer. The guy tells a person, you're completely clean, you have nothing wrong with you, no klipot, you're a tzaddik, you're good. If a healer tells you that, not because he healed you, because there's nothing to heal. So you have to believe it. You have to believe it. We have to believe it. And if not, we just get weaker and weaker. The Yetzirah is going to pull us down. You don't appreciate what you receive. You don't appreciate the relationship you have with them. Even if it's the smallest thing. Right? Your Rebbe looks at you and smiles at you. It can change your whole entire world if you believed in it. Do you know what a smile is? Do you know what it is to see the teeth of a tzaddik? To see the eyes shining. Kel on one side, kel on the other side. Shin ayin ne'orin that are coming out on a person. You know what that is. You know what these things are. It's not a small thing. We have to give importance to it. And the last, one of the next thing, sorry, is la'achin etzmo. You have to prepare yourself. When a Jew wants to connect to a tzaddik, he has to do a lot of preparation before standing in front of that tzaddik to give a lot of importance to the meeting that's about to happen and take place. You have to do tshuva before you come to the tzaddik. You have to remove from you all of the dirty garments and clothing, all the sins, all the blemished clothing that you're wearing, to fix it. to prepare yourself properly. We told this story here before, we're going to tell it again. There was once a student of Rav Mordechai Eliyahu Zatzal that was in his kollel, Hasidic guy, and his chevruta was Rav Yosef Eliyahu, the brother of Rav Shmuel Eliyahu here, our chief rabbi in Tzfat, the son of Rav Mordechai Zatzal. And this guy didn't have children, and he asked Rav Yosef, can you get me a meeting with your father? Meet with the tzaddik, get a bracha, I need to have a child. And go, they have a meeting, the Rav gives him a bracha, Shana Abba Ben Zachar, and goes on with life. The year passes, no son. No son, no brit, no child. This chassid comes back to Rav Yosef and says to him, Rav Yosef, listen, your father's a tzaddik, I have no doubt on it. I messed up, I wasn't right. It was on me, I don't put it on him. But a year passed and we didn't have a child. I'd like to go again for a bracha. Goes for a bracha. And the Rav tells him, Shana Abba Ben Zachar, Ani Rotzeh Liyot Sandak. I want to be the Sandak. Call me for the brit. Be'emet, brit happened. The Rav was the Sandak. And now Rav Yosef, the son of Rav Mordechai, has some questions. Abba, what happened here? Last year you gave him the exact same bracha. This year you gave him the bracha, you told him I want to be the sandak, and then it actually came true, and here we are. What was the difference between the 2 years? He said, my son, your friend that you brought me was a chassid. The first time he came,
he didn't have a gartel.
He had no gartel. He didn't tuck in his shirt. His hat wasn't right. He came, he asked a bracha. I gave him a bracha. But according to his own rules and how he grew up, he didn't prepare himself. The second time he came, it was after the mikveh, looking right, gartel on. The bracha held. I gave the same bracha. But the chassid needed to prepare himself. So this is the thing too. You have to know, you're going, prepare yourself. Like it says here in Tzfat, you're going to the kvarim. There's many tzaddikim that say, you have to go to the mikveh before you even go down to the Arizal. Give it importance, right? If it was a meeting with Trump, you would prepare a little bit. Get right clothing, you take a shower, you put yourself together. So if that's for Trump, who we every morning we have him in mind when we say Baruch Shalom Asani Goy, we have him in mind, not some bum in San Francisco, him, the most powerful person. But thank God I'm not him. So now when you come to a tzaddik, who if for us the tzaddik is a malach and we're a human, then what's Trump? Right? We have to prepare for these things. Next thing, limud torato, to learn the Torah of the tzaddik. This is one of the main ways to connect to the neshama of the tzaddik. Ki ana nafshi k'tivat yehavit. Hashem, right? Anochi, what's anochi? It's the letters, I wrote my soul in the Torah. So the same thing with the tzaddik. When he writes Torah, he puts his soul inside of it. Ha-mechaber mechnis et nishmato betoch ha-sefer. The author puts his soul inside of the book. By way of learning his Torah, you connect to the pnimiut of his soul. Milvad ma shemekabel et ha'da'at shelo. Not only the da'at, the actual application of the knowledge that you're receiving off the words, the information on the page, you're getting his neshama by the book. Knowing what he had to say is one thing. Okay, you'll be able to quote the tzaddik where you go. Living with the soul of the tzaddik part attached to your soul is a whole different level. וככל שאדם משווה דעתו לדעת הצדיק ומהלך בשכרים של הצדיק כן הוא מתקשר לצדיק ביותר. The more you connect your mind and you walk through the world thinking like the tzaddik that you read his books, the more you connect to the tzaddik in the highest level possible. כאשר אדם רואה שהוא מתרחק מהצדיק, when you see you're getting distance from the tzaddik, זה מחמת שיש במוחו עוד דעת, עוד דעות מלבד דעת הצדיק. You have other opinions in your mind, you have other things in your mind clouding your mind. Whole bunch of different things could be in there blocking out the da'at of the tzaddik from taking the place. For example, a person watches news, reads these different things. Joe Rogan, all these different things. It could cloud the mind. If Joe Rogan, an hour and a half of Joe Rogan's in your mind, so it's going to be much harder to fit in 3-4 pages of Reb Nachman. We all need to hear this. We all need to hear this. We all take our time to listen to music even. Music could be a big waste of time. It could be something that lifts up your neshama. But then also that, you need a measure of how much do you need to do that. When we get hungry, we want to eat food, but we have to stop eating at a certain point. The meal is only as much as you need. So you feel you need music, you need to stop listening to music at a certain point. And then what? That. You have to fill up your mind with Torah, with the tools you need to get through this life. So we have to learn the Torah. And when you see you're getting far, just do the math. Do I have other opinions in my mind that maybe shouldn't be there? That I need to purify, that I need to get rid of, that I need to make more space for the proper mindset? כי אלמלא היה לו דעת ושכל הצדיק, בוודאי היה מחובר ומקושר אליו. If you would have had the דעת and the שכל of the צדיק, for sure you would be connected to him. כי עיקר החיבור והתקשות ברוחניות נעשית על ידי הדעת. The main connection and relationship when it comes to spirituality is done by way of דעת. Good thing you guys talked about this before we started learning, huh? לעבוד לפי דרכו. The last thing we have here is that you have to...
Can you say what you said about dark mode?
The main way to build a connection and have a relationship spiritually is by way of what's called dat.
And Adam came to know Chava.
Yeah, Adam knew Chava. What does that mean? That they were together.
Which means dat implies yichud, which means the deepest connection is yichud. You have different types of connection. You have neshikin, chibuk, and yichud.
Hugs, kisses, unity. There's different levels, but it all happens in your mind. It's all that. That means connection. When you know something, hey, I know him. What does that mean? You're connected to him. You know him. You're able to recognize him. You see him showing up. You immediately know who it is. From the behind him, you can detect who it is walking. Why? Because you know him. What does that mean? You have a connection to him in your mind. From his smell, from the way he walks. This. You know a person. You know them. That means they take up real estate in your brain. So what's the main way to connect to a tzaddik? That. Right? The main way to connect to Hashem, dat. And that's why Torah learning is so important. When you have dat, when you have a lot of Torah in your mind, you're more connected than other people. The more Torah you learn, the more you're connected to Hashem than other people. Yes, 100%. Not because you learn a lot of Torah. Because you're engaging with dat all the time. And then you're developing your dat. Right? There's a lot of people that learn Torah, but they don't have dat because they're just reading pages. They're just reading information. They're not trying to connect. They're not seeking to connect when they come. Know your father's God. That's what David HaMelech said to Shlomo. Know your father's God. That means the learning of Kabbalah and Chassidut. Ve'avdeu. And then once you know Hashem more, you'll serve Him more. What is the serving? That's the relationship. The more you know about Hashem, the more you want to be in a relationship with Him. Right? So this is the whole thing. So the last thing is that you have to, if you want to connect to the Tzaddik, is to serve Him, serve Hashem according to His path. We want to ask, when we come and you ask tzaddikim for kelim, for vessels, for tools, for ways, for paths, advice to be successful in avodat Hashem, it's extremely important, but it's not enough. Because there's a candle, but you don't have the fire for the candle. Right, you come and you ask the tzaddik for advice. What should I do in order to grow this and this and this? And he tells you what to do, but it's like, okay, he just gave you a candle, but now you need a match to light the candle. ומידך אם רוצים רק את האש, on the other side, if you only want the fire, that he should set you on fire without trying to work for the vessels, that's also impossible. כי אשה הצדיק מדליק את הכל הנמצאים אצלו, even the tzaddik has the ability to ignite every soul that's in front of him, אבל זה תלוי בדרגת הזיכוך והמקבל. It depends on the level of preparation and purity on the side of the receiver. וגם צריך כלים לשמור שלא יחבא, אלא יוסיף אליך. You also need the kelim, you need the vessels to make sure that the light doesn't get extinguished, rather it just gets more and more amplified and fire and it keeps to grow. So you need to be pure to receive, and then you need to make sure that you have kelim to keep that light. ולכן צריך את שניהם. Therefore we need both. גם את הדרכה של הצדיק, we need the advice and the guidance of the צדיק. דרכו ועבודתו, בעבודה, right? How does he serve Hashem? Those are the vessels. Right? This is the main aspect of what we were talking about in the beginning, Shimush Talmidei Chachamim, the servants of Tzadikim. וגם בעיקר את האש, הנקודה הפנימית, השכינה הקדושה שהיא המטרה. We also need the fire, the inner fire, which is the Shechina, the Holy Shechina, the presence of Hashem, that is always our goal when we're coming to do anything in life, specifically connecting to Tzadikim. ואין דברנו רק במדרגות גבוהות. We're not talking about only high levels here. אלו אפילו אדם רגיל שבא לצדיק, even a simple person, businessman, that he comes to the tzaddik for a bracha, יכול לזכות להרגיש התעוררות גדולה וזה אור שהצדיק, דהיינו השכינה שעל הצדיק, הדליקה את נשמתו. A regular person can come to the tzaddik and get set on fire. How many people, how many videos you have from people going to the Lubavitcher Rebbe? You get $1, and then Jem has a video of them a few months later, a few years later, Chassid, again in 770, there every single day. What happened? The guy came back for $1 as a businessman, the Rebbe set him on fire, came a Chassid, started serving Hashem. You see this a lot. You see this in small interaction. How does that happen? Boom! Like there's this guy that went to Reb Nachman, big gangster on the way out. He says, bye, Rabbeinu. And he got in an accident near death in Shemayim. And he said, you're one of the worst people in Am Yisrael. Gangster was responsible for tons of drugs and crime and a whole bunch of things. And all of a sudden, someone walks into the Mishpat. Don't touch him. Send him back down. He has a tikkun to do. Who are you? I'm his Rebbe. Reb Nachman of Breslev. How are you his Rebbe? This guy has no Rebbe. He has no God, let alone a Rebbe. Says he was just an Uman. He was there for a drug deal. Doesn't matter. When he walked by my tzion, he said, Bye Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu means I'm his Rebbe. I'm saving him now. The guy's alive in our generation, learning Torah. Irat Shamayim, everything. Complete Baal Tshuva. The guy's alive. A lot of people here in Tzfat know this person. It's not some story from 200 years ago. It's a guy not too long ago. Went to Ukraine to do a drug deal. While he was there, the Ukrainians told him, listen, there's 40,000 Israelis. Let's go do it in Uman. No one will pick up on us. Let's go do there. On his way out of Uman, he says, Bye, Rabbeinu. Didn't even step in from the whole entire time. Didn't want anything to do with it. Gets in an accident, nearly dies. And that word, Rabbeinu, got him out of there. To come back here. Now he's serving Hashem every single day. אלא שרוב האנשים אחרי שהולכים נכבה להם קצת או הרבה. But majority of people, once they leave the tzaddik, the fire gets extinguished. If not a little bit, completely. וזה בגלל שני סיבות. This happens because of two reasons. או בגלל שלא מבינים. It's either they didn't understand שצריך לעבוד. That it's not enough that you went to the tzaddik. Now you have to put in work. ולבקש ולהתחנן. You have to beg. You have to beseech. You have to ask. You have to beg. ולא רק לחכות לאור שיבוא. It's not enough to wait for the light to come. Develop it. Create it. Amplify it. That's one reason. או שבגלל שרק עובדים ולא מבינים שצריך לחפש את האור. They just do, they do, they do. They're making vessels all the time and they don't think and they don't understand that you have to seek out the light. You have to pray and ask for the light to come too. The more inner part, the light of the Shekhinah, not the thing that the rabbi told you to do, not the thing that the tzaddik set out for you to do. You want the Shekhinah, you want the light that's inside that thing. That thing's just a vessel. So you have to do it. But what was the point of doing it? What was the point of getting the advice of the tzaddik? To get the light of the Shekhinah to come through it. כי צריך לרצות את השכינה הקדושה. We have to want Hashem and to chase after Hashem with all of our might. והיא מתגלית שוב ונעלמת שוב ומתגלית. The Shekhinah is always coming and revealed and hidden, revealed and hidden. וכך עולים ממדרגה למדרגה. This is how your person grows from level to level. כשרואים מישהו שאפשר למצוא אצלו את השכינה, לא יעזוב אותו. כי חיינו. You find a Rebbe, you find a tzaddik that you can get Shekhinah from him, you don't leave his side. What's the point of life? To have a relationship with Hashem. Finally you found a person that helps you do that. Now you want a rabbi shop. Oh, I like this tzaddik, but I also like this tzaddik. So did you get anything from any of them? That you're hopping around so much? Because if you had it really on one of them, why would you ever leave him? That's it. You found the point where you're getting chiyut from. You're getting vitality from. So these are the ways. Just summarize. If a person wants to receive the light of the Shekhinah and have a better relationship with Hashem, one of the best pieces of advice that you can give them is to connect to tzaddikim. Tzaddikim are righteous people that have worked on themselves so much that they don't think the way we think, they don't feel the way we feel, and they don't do what we do. They're in a different level. We have to treat these people as if they're much, much, much holier than us. We have to believe that they are. We have to have emunah that this person nullified himself so much that Hashem is dwelling on him. And I want the light of Hashem from them. And without that emunah, it's nearly impossible to tap into the light of Hashem that's found on the tzaddikim. We have to have awe and respect for them and understand that they're not our friends. We're not on the same level. We can't talk to them like we talk to everybody else. We can't judge them. We can't look at them like we look at everybody else. They are on another level. Next thing is that we have to have bitul. We have to have bitul to them. We have to understand that they are nullified to Hashem. And if they tell us something, we accept it. We don't have questions, we don't argue with them, we accept it because we have to. We understand that the light of Hashem is on the person. If the light of Hashem told them to tell me this, accept, nullify myself, and move on, even if it doesn't make sense in my head, because our thoughts are not their thoughts. And we don't get to the level of depths that they understand. The next thing is to give them immense importance, to believe, and to give importance to everything that goes on in them. It's important to pray with them, it's important to get their bracha, their words that they said are extremely important, it means a lot to me, it's going to change my life, this is the bracha that I needed. All those things strengthen the ability to receive it, and the more importance you give it, the more the light is revealed into you. The next thing you need to know is you have to prepare yourself spiritually and physically in order to receive from a tzaddik. You have to learn his Torah, you have to learn his Torah, and not on just on the level of receiving the information that came out of his brain, but to attach yourself to his soul. That you have a soul relationship with the tzaddik, not just to learn the advice and to be able to quote and source that it was said here in this place and this place. No, I walk with the tzaddik in my mind. I walk with his mindset in my mind. I approach the world with his outlook. And the way that his soul walks through the world, that's how I want to walk through the world. And then we have to understand that we also have to work. If we're connected to a certain tzaddik and he has an anhaga, he has a behavior, he has a certain thing that he does and that he wants his people that are connected to him to do, you have to understand that you have to do it as well. If your tzaddik is rooted in ahava, you serve Hashem from ahava. If your tzaddik is rooted in ira, you serve Hashem from ira. If your tzaddik doesn't speak loud in his shul and raise his voice, so you also keep a low voice in your shul. Because that's what he does, that's his avodah, that's what you do. If you're connecting to him already, so then serve Hashem like him. Not from a place of mimicking, because that's what's called avodah zara, when you mimic what holy people do and you're not really at their level. But if it's something that he tells, this is what I want done in the shul, this is what I want done in our kehila, this is what I want my students doing, so then he's telling you to do it. You accept it, you serve Hashem according to that path, and you do it, right? If your Rebbe doesn't do ichudim, you don't do ichudim. If you don't, right? If your Rebbe does, you have to start learning how to do it. Whatever these different things are. And when we do that, now we're able to tap into the light of the Shekhinah that's on the tzaddik. That's our whole goal. The Torah commands us three different times to have dveikut to Hashem. And the rabbis say, how could you have dveikut? The Shekhinah is a fire, consuming fire. It will burn you all up. What would the Shekhinah burn up? All of the bad inside of you. So a person could say, hey, I can approach the Shekhinah by myself. What bad do I have? 20%. But what if that 20% is your brain? What if that 20% out of your whole entire body happens to be your heart? And it gets incinerated in a second because you think you're going to come connect straight to the Shekhinah? So then you don't exist anymore. But the tzaddik who becomes a buffer, because he worked on himself, he doesn't have bad anymore, he purified himself so the Shekhinah can dwell on him. So now when you come and you engage with him and you connect with him, you're slowly but surely getting purified in a level that doesn't knock you out, that doesn't shatter you. Every meeting with him, every shachrit, mincha, ruvit, you're just getting more pure, more pure, more pure. Every bracha, it's important to you and you believe in it, you're getting holier and holier and growing from level to level. Be'ezrat Hashem, may we all be zochet to do this and to find the tzaddikim that lead us straight to the Shekhinah. Be'ezrat Hashem, Yidbarach.